Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Previously, we were enjoying Outback Oasis by Don Grusin. Here it is, as we open up another hour of Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I want us to take a look at the way things come about that can have an impact on us. I think a lot of you know that I fairly frequently point out that situations do not create themselves most of the time. Of course, I know that there are a lot of times there are unseen forces that are creating situations, but we also have human beings who create the situations that we find ourselves facing. So, when we have a strong economy, like the one we had when Bill Clinton was president, people came together to create that strong economy. For the most part, we had President Clinton himself, but along with Democrats in Congress, and when I say Congress again, I'm referring to both chambers, the Senate and the House of Representatives. We had members, Democrats in Congress, who supported President Clinton's ideas for a strong economy. We had some Republicans in the Congress who supported President Clinton's ideas for developing, growing a strong economy. And so under the Clinton administration, we had a very strong economy with a surplus in our budget. 8 years after President Clinton served, we had President George W. Bush, and we had a Republican-controlled Congress. President Bush was able to get the support that he wanted in order to develop the kind of economy that he wanted. And so he had little to no support from Democrats in Congress. He had strong support from Republicans in Congress. As a result of their idea, their wishes for our economy, our surplus was wiped out, and the nation's economy was devastated. And we were taken into a recession, a great recession, a painful recession. Both of those situations were brought about by decisions made by people. Neither situation, the time of prosperity under President Clinton, the time of recession under President Bush, neither of those situations created themselves. The people who had the power to make the final decisions created those situations. What situation will we find ourselves under President Trump? Under President Obama, he had great support from the Democrats in Congress, no support from the Republicans in Congress the first 2 years of his first term. And as a result, we were able to get his idea of a recovering economy underway, and we were able to recover. Economists, conservative, liberal, and moderate, have confirmed that had President Obama not taken the steps he took to turn this economy around, what was a great recession would have become a great depression. And this nation would have been plunged into another great depression. But because of the decisions made by President Obama with the support of the Democrats in Congress, the Great Depression was averted, and the nation went into a state, the nation's economy, our economy, went into a state of recovery. He was also able to bring to us, present to America, the Affordable Care Act, which brought nationwide health care that benefited all citizens of America, whether directly or indirectly, providing health care coverage for millions who had been uncovered, but also helping the economy of various states in particular, the nation in general. Many economists have pointed out the tremendous shot in the arm economically that our nation received as a direct result of the Affordable Care Act given to us by the Democrats, with President Obama in the lead. After that, President Obama was still in the White House. The Republicans took control of the Congress. And from that point on, we went basically nowhere. Our economy was no longer able to be strengthened further because, as we all know, the Republicans just played interference. And they made sure that the other good things that the President Obama wanted to do for this nation, for all Republicans, all Democrats, all independents, all of us, regardless of ethnicity, the Republicans made it their business to stand in the way. And so, as a result, to a great extent, things stagnated the last 6 years of President Obama's tenure. President Trump is in the White House now, and the Republicans are in control still. How are we doing? Well, he hasn't completed 2 years yet. Let's look at what he hopes to accomplish. And we'll start by, well, today, for this part of this hour, let's take a look some more at what the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, a nonpartisan organization, has to say about President Trump's budget proposal, his budget wish. How would that impact Americans and therefore America? I'm going to start where we left off. One of the things that President Trump's budget does, and this is the president, he promised that he would make it his business to make sure that Americans, all Americans, especially, he gave a special focus to Americans who live in the inner cities, the people who have been forgotten. He made a promise during his inaugural address that he would see to it that everyone was well-educated so that the dreams of those who live in the inner city would not only be the dreams of everyone else, but those dreams would come to pass. And one of the ways that would happen, he would see to it that people were able to gain access to education and be able to pay for it. Okay, so that said, President Trump's budget deeply cuts the work-study program. Deeply cuts the work-study program. One of the programs used to help people pay for their college education, and for some people there is no other way. This is the way they pay their way through school. Isn't it interesting that we have so many people who love to say, folks need to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. And you have people who are willing to go to college and gain a college education so that they can be in position to pull them, to do their part to help pull themselves up, because we all need help. Whether through a legacy reward, and we get all kinds of money to go to a particular school because our parents are alum, We all need help, one way or another. Parents, wealthy, whether it's because someone spoke up for one or two parents and they were able to get those good high-paying jobs, or they're running a business and someone helped them get a business loan and someone helped them with their marketing plan. We all need help. It's just a matter of we all also do our part to help ourselves. And again, it's so interesting that you have people who will say, folks, they need to just pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. They show that they're willing to do that by not only going to college, but by working to help pay for the college, to help ensure that they complete the college program. And then the very people who say they need to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps, support the candidates who they know will pull the straps out of the boots and then eventually start taking the boots off. The budget deeply cuts the work-study program. And they justify the cut by saying that the administration wants to change the type of work opportunities that are available to students. But slashing funding would leave fewer students with job opportunities of any kind to help pay for college. They want to change the type of work opportunities. They also obviously want to change negatively the number of work opportunities available to students. In addition, the budget includes, of course, we know that they do that because they know that they're going to be hurting white people, but they also know that they're going to be hurting black people more. The budget includes a series of changes in the student loan program that would raise students' borrowing costs. Now think about that. Think about how much we hear now already about how difficult it is for people to pay back their student loans. They're charged a fortune in order to obtain the college degree. Most have to borrow that fortune in order to pay it to the college. And then, of course, they've got to repay the lending institution. And with things being set up the way they've been set up, that people's income is kept so low once they finally graduate and move into the job market, the world of work, it's hard to pay for a place to live, pay for an automobile to get back and forth to work, pay to eat, to have groceries in the house, pay for medications, and on the list goes. And then to repay the loan. So in order to help alleviate that problem, the Trump administration's budget calls for raising the students' borrowing costs. Some of the reforms have merit, such as consolidating loan repayment options, but the changes overall will make college less affordable, not more affordable. It would be bad enough if the Trump administration's proposal kept everything level. That would be bad enough. But that's not enough for our president. He wants to make things worse. And so he's come up with a proposal, that makes college less affordable. The budget cuts student loans by more than $200 billion over the next decade and fails to meaningfully invest these funds into expanding college affordability. The budget freezes Pell Grants, which means their value will erode with inflation, and they will do less each year to help low and moderate income students afford college. Remember what I've shared with you now. No situation creates itself. So this situation that President Trump is with the support of the Republicans in Congress is putting into play is eventually going to have more and more people who were not able to attend college because he has made sure that he's made college less affordable. What happens with these students? We're being told that it takes more and more education as time goes on to get a decent job, and for some people, to get a job at all. So as President Trump makes college less and less affordable, that means more and more students will be denied the opportunity to receive a college education. And as a result of more and more people being unable to receive a college education, we're going to have more and more people unemployed. And we're going to have more and more people saying, we've got to do something to take care of these people who can't get jobs. In the meantime, we're going to have more and more people blaming the people who are unable to get the jobs for not having the education that is required to get the jobs. And they're relying on our willingness to forget. They're relying on our willingness to fail to connect the dots. They're relying on the readiness of so many people to dismiss the fact that policies were put into place that are designed to make it harder and harder for people to get good jobs because they won't be able to get the necessary education that will qualify them for the good jobs. And so people are just going to be stuck. When that happens, remember, that situation will not have created itself. People in leadership will have created that situation. And remember what I've said to you before. First of all, it is disingenuous to even pretend that these leaders don't know what they're doing, that they don't know the impact that their decisions are going to have. They know the impact that their decisions are going to have. That's why they make these decisions. Can you imagine someone deciding that they're going to make it harder for people to get a good college education, to get a college education at all? And they have no idea. These people are not intelligent enough to know the negative ramifications of that decision. You got to be kidding. And we have so many from amongst we the people who want that very situation to arise. Freezing Pell Grants so that whatever dollar amount of assistance people get through Pell Grants does less and less and less because the money has less and less value as inflation goes up. Finally, the budget calls for allowing students to use Pell Grants to pay for certain short-term programs that provide students with a credential, a certification, or license for in-demand jobs. Now, whether that's a positive step depends on whether the programs that are made Pell eligible deliver high-quality education. And there are reasons for concern here. The center points out that while the administration has indicated that only, quote-unquote, high-quality short-term programs would be eligible for Pell, details about how quality would be assessed has not been released. And not only that, but the administration has taken a number of steps to roll back accountability measures in higher education that previous administrations put in place to crack down on poor quality and the unscrupulous behavior of some colleges, particularly for-profit colleges. Interesting. What a pretense. They want to make sure that they do everything in their power to help. Like I said before, ladies and gentlemen, it is so important that we look beyond the rhetoric to see the reality, to grasp the reality of their decisions. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, not all Americans have the same hopes and dreams. For some Americans, the hope is that as many Americans as possible will be empowered to pursue without hindrance the American dream and then live the American dream. for other Americans, the hope is just as strongly in the opposite, and that is that as few Americans as possible be empowered to pursue the American dream and then live the American dream. Take a look at the job situation under the budget proposal when I come back.